Blog Talk Radio.
And also has
the ability to get to the line. So I think he was trying to show confidence in a play, but yeah, this is your season.
At what point would you have called a timeout?
As soon as the rebound got
you. You would have called timeout at the rebound?
Got you. As soon as you get the ball, you need a real play for the game.
Right, right.
This is a regular season game, 66.
Right.
This is the conference finals.
Right.
Game two.
Exactly.
You want to steal your game.
Exactly. Rich just checked in. You know, he's going back to the grill, trying to, you know, get everything together. I do believe that the fans still might want to see the Rockets and the Cleveland Cavaliers, which are up 2-0 on the Hawks in the finals. I think the Cavaliers are about to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what? The Hawks?
Yeah.
About
yeah,
to, yeah. Why?
Because
Kyrie not in the game tomorrow or today?
Don't matter. They can't get past the.
Wait, who played today?
I'm pretty sure Cleveland played.
Cleveland played
tomorrow.
Cleveland played today. No, Cleveland played yesterday.
And won.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's today. It's the Warriors and the Rockets.
I don't know. I think it's a foregone conclusion. OKC,
Put it, get out of that turn, brother.
Golden State Warriors are going to pull it out. It's going to be Golden State versus Cleveland. LeBron versus Curry.
Why would they want to see that, though?
Explosion and scoring. They won't take games. The NBA wants games that are 120 to 130.
So why wouldn't you put in James Harden?
By himself.
Ah.
You want more stars.
Can I get my lighter? Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So if the fans want to see a high-scoring game, maybe it would make sense to put Golden State and Cleveland together. So, if they do that, then I'm going with Golden State. Yeah, I love Curry. I never seen a player like Curry. Name one.
Glenn Rice was a fake Curry, but no, not on that level.
Glenn Rice didn't have Curry dribble. And I think that's the debate. Everybody's saying Curry can shoot the ball. But he can also dribble. Like, he does a lot of things. He can dribble. He can pass. He can play defense. I think Curry is an all-around player. So my vote is for the Warriors to win. Titans to have the Rockets playing against the Cavaliers. Harden and James matchup, but that's not going to work. So whatever. Blackhawks are down 0-2 against the Ducks. The Rangers beat Tampa Bay 5-1 yesterday. All our hopes right now kind of hinge on the Blackhawks, and they kind of still got faith in the Blackhawks.
That's their championship game. I've seen them come back from a one deficit in 17 seconds to score 2 points.
Yeah, we've seen them do a lot of things in overtime and a lot of things, but they have a problem with these Ducks. Yeah, these Ducks. They lost last night.
I get down to the wire.
The
best. I still got
faith. Rick is over here flipping burgers. And so I hope everybody's outside grilling. And if you are outside grilling, make sure you go get your computer or your phone and you log on to us and check us out. So we're out here doing the same thing.
Call in on this Memorial Day.
347-838-8449. Call in 347-838-8449. Let us know what you're doing. What you cooking. Cooking pork, cooking beef.
Can we come
through? Sports Reality Radio. We can talk some sports. How about some baseball? Royals. You know what? Before I get to that, it seems to me like all the teams in baseball are like 27-16 and 27-17.
Except for the Yankees.
No, the Yankees are. The Yankees just lost to the Rangers yesterday, 10-9, and they lost 8 of 9. But A-Rod, speaking of the Yankees, A-Rod just passed Babe Ruth, where he tied Babe Ruth fourth for RBIs, 1,992.
Right? He's still juicing, though. Well, he's not juicing.
Hi-ya.
He's been juicing to get this far.
But you like that.
Nothing wrong with a little HGA.
Hey, that's the funniest thing to me, man, when you say that. Can you convince anybody of that to let it be legal?
I think it's already known. Like, do you really like that? Just think if you took steroids out of baseball for real. There's going to be a lot of RBIs. You have to steal a home run. Ain't going to be no 45 home run dudes or spectacular moonshot where somebody else has to stay on catching the ball.
So should Major League Baseball kind of, because, you know, they got to drum up the same excitement as basketball.
They got to kind of look the other way.
And catch who they go catch.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know if I'm in full agreement of that. I mean, I know baseball has to be exciting. I know there has to be hits. I know there has to be home runs. I know there has to be spectacular play. I know there has to be nice pitching. But it has to be all of that. So, speaking of baseball, the Cubs lost. I'm gonna lay out some scores before I even get to the Cubs. Giants 11, Rockies 8.
They did like 5-0, I believe.
Nah, 4.
4-0?
Cubs have 4. Lester pitched 7 innings. Had a 2-run earned run average that game. But I think they lost yesterday. They lost. Because the Cubs are 4-15 with runners in hitting position. So, yeah, I think they lost yesterday. But that's fine.
We're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Because we still doing the thing.
We right under the Cardinals. I got to think of a bad name for the Cardinals, like I got for the Ox.
Yeah, we lost 5-4.
5-4, right.
Against the Diamondbacks.
Still. Lester. I don't know.
23-18.
That's cool. That's what I told you. Like, all the teams are like 20-something and something.
Close to each other.
Yeah, they are close to each other. 28-18. We got the Cardinals, 27-15. We got, who else we got? We got the Astros, 27-16. They sucked last year. And I never really paid attention. The Astros are in the West now.
Just realizing that.
They changed it. And I just realized they changed that. I actually realized it last year, but I didn't watch baseball last year. I'm trying to get back with it now. So, yeah, I never noticed that the Astros was in the Western Conference now. What are you looking at? It's fucked up. Huh? Okay. We all good. James, 30 points. 74. He has 109. Kobe has 88. Kareem has 75. He just passed. Well, he just tied Jerry West. LeBron James.
It's always set up for this guy, man. It's like they forcing stats for him and forcing stats on him so we can know, like, yeah, he's better. He's great. Like, they kind of doing too much with LeBron, man. It's like the LeBron show, which they had biases off of Chicago. And if it was Jordan, I wouldn't have any problem with it.
But Jordan has 109 30-point games.
In the playoffs.
LeBron has what? 74. Can't catch. He just tied Jerry West. Kobe can't catch him.
Doesn't like say 79?
74.
Jordan
got 109.
Well, that's the extra almost years of killing in the playoffs.
So you know what I'm
saying?
LeBron James is capable of motivating teams to do that.
Motivated way back to another final.
I think he's going to the finals. Like I said, I think it's going to be thought it was going to be the Rockets, but it just might be the Warriors. Or the lead might flip it around and make it, make the, and let the Warriors win the next couple of games. And then let it play out in the last game.
Do you think there's some way they can bring the Bulls back?
No, there's no way the Bulls coming back to the playoffs. Bad. I'm sorry. But if they did, what would you want to see?
Us get another shot at
a rematch where everybody got their head together.
Okay, what's this about? You keep going.
Nah, that's what's
Butler
this about? What?
Rose.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I think Butler and Rose. That's the word. Butler and Rose might have a little beef.
Over who's the man?
Yeah. Now, in your opinion, who's the man? It's caused a little controversy here. The man is Rose. Okay. All right, the man is Rose.
What?
What is Butler supposed to do? And what is the team supposed to do?
Ooh. Rose got to know that his game is to make Butler better, though.
Butler is better now.
No, I'm saying make it easier for Butler. Rose is the man, but he's supposed to be unselfish enough to make the game easier for Butler.
So was he selfish enough to say, you know what, Butler, you take it off? Is that what happened?
That was fight.
Very. Now, that's a hood mentality to me.
I like that.
Not when you're a professional basketball player. We can do that. No, you should never do that.
Right.
Never do that. If that's the case, they need to fix that.
ASAP.
Now, moving on, since we're on the board, a fan favorite. Is it time?
Move on from Noah?
Yeah.
You gotta give me some picks. I need something for Noah.
You need LaMarcus Aldridge.
That was close.
That was very close. We're on the outside, all his bird just almost clipped us. Almost got rid, took his arm off.
I would trade LaMarcus Aldridge for Noah straight up.
Straight up, right? You don't need much more for that, right? Because they're gonna lose something if they just let him walk away. So why not get a broke down Noah?
Yeah, broke down.
Nah, Noah is kind of beat up. Noah needs all this time off right now.
Noah just never clicked with Rose. Oh, no. Maybe it's the coach. Maybe it is the coach.
So is it time to get rid of Tibbs? We got smoke all over the place. This is great. I spelled it a Q. We got some burgers on the grill. So we got some beef hot links on the grill. Beef hot links on the grill. We got smoke. We got kids outside throwing the ball. Oh. Speaking of that, look out for Antonio Richardson in about the next 10 years. Come on up there. This is Antonio Richardson, everybody. Tell him who you are. Say, I'm Antonio Richardson.
I'm Antonio Richardson.
Okay, what position do you like in football? You like running back? Okay, I was just throwing the ball to Antonio Richardson, all right? Put this in your database. Antonio Richardson, I was just throwing the football to him. And he coaches us about everything. We didn't work on the running back stuff. That's Rich's job.
Yeah, I'm the running backs coach.
Rich is the running back
coach. Call me Natron Means.
Oh, man, I forgot about Natron Means. But, yeah, Antonio Richardson. Do you want to be a running back? What college are you going to go to? You don't know? You don't know that yet. What grade you in?
We're going to give him Michigan State.
We're going to give him Michigan State?
Running back.
All right, Antonio Richardson, look for him at Michigan State. He got good hands right now. We're going to see if his body can take the punishment a little later because we're out here in the backyard. All right, clap it up for Antonio Richardson, everybody. Sports reality shout to Antonio Richardson. Shout out to Antonio Richardson. All right. Now, Randy Moss, good guy.
Always has been one of the better, the top receiver in the league ever.
Yeah.
If he was to play with Joe Montana or Dan Marino, Hall of Fame quarterback for his career,
yeah.
Smash records.
I believe that.
Yes.
But that, what else he does is he's a good guy as far as he befriended somebody in 1998. This person, is graduating this year. Randy Moss was there to give him the diploma.
That was pretty awesome.
I think that's huge.
Yeah.
I think it's huge when any athlete does that.
They don't give up enough credit.
They don't.
In the NFL, when the players do give back and do community service and things of that nature, but it's always a negative when it comes to football players, especially as far as pushing like that image of DUIs or whatever it may be. Not saying excuse it, but it's also a lot of good. They say a percentage of the, what is it, 1,600 people in the NFL, maybe like 5% is like that.
But that's a lot more good than bad. That's just like in life in general, though. But we don't want to get into that like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out a sports reality check to Randy Moss for coming back and handing that student his diploma when he graduated from high school. That's what's up. We go back to some sports, baseball score. I kind of got sidetracked. The Indians knocked off the Reds 7-3. The Rangers knocked off the Yanks 10-9. The Yanks have lost 8 of their last 9. I said A-Rod, 1,992 RPIs, ties Babe Ruth 4-1 over the Mets. The Mariners won 4-3 over the Blue Jays. The Rays 5, A's 2. Now, the A, here's what's interesting with the A, while you over there on the grill. I've always been a fan of the A's, but only because of the uniform.
They always have pretty sweet uniforms.
I think, those uniforms, I don't know if it's the color, it's the green. It's the green and the yellow. Now, when I was playing, baseball for JRW, we used to play the A's. I always wanted to play for the A's. Just because of the uniform. So that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You got smoke all in the eyes. Hot links are going. Look good. Burgers looking good. It's trying to, poof up a little bit. I'm smelling all this smoke. But anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Angels 12, Red Sox 5. You a Red Sox fan?
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Say Red Sox.
Boston?
Boston.
My favorite team.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know you was a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man. They lost 12-5. Orioles 8, Marlins 5, 11. The Braves 0.
Like that?
No, I'm not a Brewers fan. I like to drink brew. I'm drinking a brew right now. But we got beers going around. It's Memorial Day. We are outside celebrating, like I said. Yeah, Brewers 11, Braves nothing. I have no significance for me. I would rather the Brewers lose because that's in the same division with the Cubs.
That's what I was saying.
But they didn't. Twins 2, the Oxes 3.
Okay.
From what I'm hearing, the Ox are I like that. I hope so because I do want the Ox to go to the playoffs and play the Cubs in the World Series. Dodgers 2, Padres 1. And that's all I have for baseball, sir. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. I'm going to go smell some barbecue and perhaps just throw the ball for it just a second. We'll be right back. Sports Reality Radio.
Okay, 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 and we're back with sports. Call in 347-838-8449. That's 347-838-8449. Tell us what you'd like to know, want to talk about, or ask any questions about anything we've been talking about for the last 30 minutes, 28 minutes, and actually 14 seconds.
The math factor. Thank you.
That's right. Tom Thibodeau.
How long did you call him Thibodeau?
I don't think I ever say.
You never said that?
I don't either.
Now, when I type it, now, if I type it on the page or something like that, or I'm typing it somewhere, I do say T-H-I-B-B-S. Is it two B's or one?
I believe it's one.
Why do I keep putting two?
It's like a French name or something.
I don't know what he is, but is he going to be here or not?
Depending on what the situation is, if it's because he, do you think he could be sick, or is he just that stuck?
I think he's that stuck, but I think they're that stuck.
Or is it all about minutes?
About minutes, about, yeah, it's about rest and practice, I think. It's about minutes, star players, and all of that kind of stuff.
Do they think that the Bulls, like the players, have a problem with it, or is it only management? Because that can start a big rift. And we don't want to do a 1998 again where you're splitting with a good coach and now players don't want to come play for you anymore because of the way you did a coach.
That's a good question. But I would like to think that the players like
them. If the players like them, you keep them. If it's an organizational decision, they need to talk to the players about it so everybody can be moving in the same direction.
But you remember Noah said something about if it wasn't for basketball, he'd hate coach. Said something like that, yeah.
Maybe it's time. Maybe he worked. Maybe it's. We had this problem once with Scott Skiles.
And the, yeah, with the management.
Good coach.
Right. Management.
Hard coach.
Hard coach.
After a while.
Do the Bulls need a.
That wears you down.
Right. So do the Bulls need a different style of coach?
They probably need a player's coach right about now.
They need a player's coach right about now. Call in 347-838-8449, 347-838-8449. Let us know what you're cooking and let us know what you think. So if they need a player's coach, is Alvin Gentry the player's coach? Is Fred Hoiberg the player's coach?
See, those seem like they would just be yes men for Paxton.
That's what they want. So it's a time for Paxton and Gar Foreman to go. Playoffs, but we never make it anywhere.
That's coach. If you don't have a player, so. Definitely coach. Keep getting back. That's what happened to Jim Harbaugh. That's what happened to Marv Levy. That's what happened to plenty of coaches. They get to the finals. I think even Pat Riley left the Knicks.
The Knicks.
Good coach.
Just
didn't get over the hump.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's a good landing place for them?
Oh, yeah. Any other thing, they can't develop players good. Philadelphia will be good.
Orlando.
Lakers will be good.
Orlando
will be straight. The Lakers will be good. A lot of teams with young talent that doesn't have a leadership direction as far as on their team. Like, the player, there's no player that's the leader on their team. Thibodeau can come in, show them a whole new path, correct?
Charlotte.
I don't want to.
So you think he'll work under the Lakers?
I think they'd give him some control.
Boozer will be gone?
Yeah.
No more Boozer?
No.
All right, well. Now, let's just say Boozer.
Get it up with him again?
Yeah, let's just say Boozer is gone. Where is he going? Would he fall?
He'll be a bench player for the Lakers.
Definitely.
He'll want to go to a contender.
Probably, because he has no ring.
Cleveland. Back to Cleveland
with the bar. You know what? That might not be a bad idea. Yeah. Yeah. You can send Coach Thibs to the Lakers. The Lakers get rid of Boozer, and then Cleveland picks him up to back up Tristan Thompson. Yeah, I can go with that. Then we have Deflategate going on. Brady and the National Players Association wants Goodell to step down from the process.
I don't know how many times he has to show his inability to be consistent with his rules and punishments, and it's almost as if he looks for the public opinion to actually see if he did things right when he hands down punishment. And a lot of the times it's reduced or increased after the fact every time he does levy a punishment.
And that's the thing. Like, everybody's trying to say, is this punishment too excessive?
Because he made it where Ray Rice only got 2 games for domestic violence. So if he's deflating some football, that's only a fine.
Right. But once again, Goodell has screwed up everything.
He brought this on himself. So,
as much as I hate to say it, I think that the punishment, it doesn't fit the crime, but I'm happy with it.
Because you don't like Brady.
No, I don't like the fact that the Patriots keep getting away with everything. Maybe they're just getting caught up for everything they ever done.
I'd
take that. That's how I'm looking at it. Now, yeah, if you can look at it, he only deflated the balls. Or what happens to the refs?
They should get
The refs ignores the balls.
I think he's falling like either. You gotta have like a armed guard on the side. Somebody of integrity that takes care of the football instead of just a regular ball for you.
So I bet you.
Sanction union workers that.
I guarantee you we're going to see a difference in accuracy from certain quarterbacks then. Because it's not like Tom Brady's the only one that did that.
No.
Allegedly. I know it happens. It had to happen all over the place.
So
the players, he's just the one that got caught.
Okay, that's
fine. Yes, you can. Because they always doing something. That's how I feel about it. They're always doing something. Call in 347-838-8449 if you're listening. I hope you are. If you're outside in the backyard grilling, got your beers, got your kids out, got your drinks, got whatever you got. You know, whatever you do today, just party in peace. And remember what the day is for. It's for the dead. It's not for you to get dead, per se, you know, which is the things that you put into your body. It's for the dead. So it's to honor them. So make sure you do that as you party. What else you got, bro?
Let's talk about how Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. It was quoted, Bill Belichick didn't believe Tom Brady when he said that he didn't have anything to do with football. There's a rift between one of the best quarterback coaches combinations ever.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear about that. What exactly was said?
Man, he didn't believe him. Like, when he came out, like, Bill Belichick basically was covering his own ass. Just like the owner was saying, like, he trusted whatever the coach and the quarterback was saying. Well, it seemed like it wasn't the coach or the general manager's business. It was only Tom Brady and the ball boy. That's the only relationship that the Chiefs came about with them saying that.
So Billy said didn't know
that he underplayed it to that point.
To that point is your point.
Right.
But he knows he underplayed.
Probably. Like he likes to like the football on the deflated.
And you never really just think about that kind of stuff. That's like everyday life. Okay, well, you know, Tom likes him like that. Okay.
It's a big fight. We've all played basketball somewhere down the line. I'm more than likely talking to the dudes right now.
how much better is it when it's a little less carrying the ball and you almost palm the ball?
Yeah, because you do the little test. You take it, take the ball, you hold it up, and you drop it. If you go above your waist, it's over in place. If it stays by your waist, it's good.
Okay.
You don't want it to go over your waist if you're a dribbler. Me, I'm not a dribbler.
So say where you go to dunk. Easier to grip the ball.
Easier to grip the ball.
Layup control.
Layups and control.
Okay, so they understand that in football, it's the same thing. And
maybe they should just
it's a disadvantage. It's an advantage for you.
It is. But in basketball, everybody likes to ball like that.
Everybody feels it. You know, when they come out for the jump ball, they rub it down, bounce and see what it is. They can't be like, no, I don't like it.
Nah, you don't have a chance.
That's the thing with football. You get one set of footballs, the both things.
Who's going to monitor that? Like, who monitors that in our basketball?
Referee.
So we got some crooked.
That's a good basketball. Basketball, where they come out. They ain't even the ones that they shoot around with. And you know it's 100 of those. That's
right.
Where all the players come up and be like, let me test you.
Right.
I want to see how it feels.
Right.
The first time you get it touched, it's a brand new basketball. Okay. Football is a little different because the kickers have their own balls. The
kickers got their own balls.
They usually wipe down footballs and things like that.
Speaking of kickers, we got to talk about that.
They wipe down footballs. So there's a lot of doctoring that goes along with footballs. But you can't take it away.
I don't think they should. Like, maybe it should be a fine if you get caught. Maybe not. Maybe the punishment was severe. And speaking of kickers, they changed the rules.
I like it.
You like that? I like that too. I had to sit back and kind of understand what they were talking about.
Like,
it was too easy to kick that.
Like, when you hit kick, when you score something out, you automatically say that.
That's seven.
And this kick is really, they say it's like 99 points.
Yeah.
99.9. And it's made.
It's going to be made. I've never really seen an extra point missed.
And now being back. 15 yards
was
15.
It gets interesting.
And then 25 from the, it's 15 backyards back.
Right.
From the goal line.
Right.
8 yards from the goal line. For the end zone, so that's 25. And 7 yards from where the kicker's at.
There we go.
So it's a 32-yard field goal.
And they made it a skilled position now.
Exactly. So that's going to do a lot with payment.
Yep.
Kickers
going to get paid now.
A lot of more because now you're really showing accuracy. So it's like, on windy,
yeah,
snowy game,
yeah,
cold as ever.
Exactly.
Now you got to do a 32-yard kick instead of a 12-yard
and you
got to
hit it. And you got to hit it because now that's what
point,
you're getting paid for.
At one point, it's huge.
It's huge now.
It's huge.
Yeah.
You can lose 21 to 20.
Yeah.
23, 24.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. I love it. And then the defense can return 2-point conversion.
What?
But it's only going to be for 2 points. But that's huge.
For real?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I always thought that was dumb that you would get an interception in the end zone on a 2-point conversion and it's no stats about it.
Now you can return that.
I wonder, do you get that stat?
That I don't know.
Is that an extra interception?
It should be. Yeah.
You count that when it's regular season, when it's regular, and you catch the 2-point conversion like, and they just catch it down and throw the ball like, okay, y'all just missed out a shot.
I think it is. I think it should be.
Definitely should be.
Yeah, changes. We got a lot of changes going on. Yeah. What do you think about, and we have a lady out here, what do you think about Isaiah Thomas?
Oh, wow. Now,
is this ironic or what? You go from.
Not a good look.
I've been trying to deal with this. Okay. You come from the Knicks. You get in trouble for a rape allegation,
sexual harassment
allegation. Pardon me. Now, you go back to New York, the Liberty, and you're about to head that organization.
Yeah, put it in the car.
And the Liberty is the WNBA.
Right. So now you was flirting with the office secretaries and stuff because you was a man in New York.
Right.
Hey, how's it going, Paulie?
Yeah, hey. Looking good today. Looking good today.
Or something. Like, you know,
yeah, I like what you got on.
A couple of remarks. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're fired. Too much. Get out of here.
Because she reported it.
Now, he never had any part. Never said Isaiah Thomas sexual harassment.
Right.
It was New York Knicks.
Right.
Upper management, just she, like, they sexual harassment. So James Dolan has to pay the fine for that.
And then it was also brought, it was charges, it was some speculation brought upon Madison Square Garden. Because Madison Square Garden is separate from the Knicks. Madison Square Garden is a corporation amongst itself. So I think Madison Square Garden got sued. I think Madison Square Garden got sued.
Right. So now you're putting this man around 30 girls.
30 girls. He gets these allegations.
It's more saving him than saving them. It's like, if you thought that was bad and they thought something, bro, you don't want to be around all females because you know they better be in your face. If you really think you're innocent and you had nothing to do with the sexual harassment, if then it's like, from the WNBA point of view, why would you have James Dolan, the person that they did find dealing with the WNBA, and then have it where Isaiah Thomas come in like, y'all don't want Isaiah Thomas there. You don't want Isaiah Thomas, you definitely don't want to.
So, all right, we got a woman here.
So, yeah, I even though they did this in the same as far as media is concerned, I'm sure when he went from, what is it, New York to...
He's back in New York. Now he's just with the WNBA.
So
thing.
when he left the management with the Knicks and went to New York, I'm sure... There was questions on why he was leaving, and I'm sure, I hope, they did their background on him to see why he left and
they know.
So forth and so forth.
Would you
and,
play
and
for
hopefully,
him? Would you feel comfortable playing for him?
No, but again, they didn't release that information. So now that the girls know, they probably going to be uncomfortable with it, I'm sure.
So this is a terrible move. You say this
I
is a terrible
so.
Move for
yes.
the WNBA,
yes.
for the Liberty?
For the Liberty. Not for the WNBA, but definitely
for the Liberty.
For the WNBA, period.
Anyway, he's going to be coaching girls.
Yes. Yes.
Or ladies.
Now, let me ask Kirk this question.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a lot going on with all dudes anyway? Damn.
What?
The WNBA?
What?
Calhoun? Like over... Do you think the dudes be messing with the WNBA, you know, perverting stuff, really?
Do you think they
really look at that anyway, like, oh, man, like, that's one of the perks about being a coach of a WNBA team. If you're around.
Yeah, I think it's some pervert. Is that what you're asking?
Not pervert, but. That's pervert.
Okay.
Like, do you think.
Do I think me and Thomas
just got caught? Like,
yeah, I think
a lot of dudes will probably, like, your man didn't want you to coach dude.
Yeah.
But after a while coaching all these fine girls, it's not so bad.
But listen.
Are you married?
Right. You probably should be married.
Get on the staff, you can holler at.
You probably,
everybody's a female.
You probably should be married.
You should be the man.
You should be married. I think you should be under control. You got to be professional. I don't think you should be trying to, I think you should have some kind of restraint and be professional. I think you should be professional. I don't think it should be a hindrance. I think I could coach a woman's thing.
Do you think you would end up dating somebody?
No. I think I could separate that. Because I'm trying to win.
Have you ever dated anybody in your place of business? And when I mean date, I mean as if going on date.
I got a kid by one.
You can't do that.
Right, I got a kid by one. Yeah. Yes, I did. So I can't get the job?
No.
I'm
glad that it's first date.
mess up somebody's career. That purposely, it's the thing if you fall in love. A coach fall in love with like a...
So automatically, because I dated somebody in my past that I worked with, I'm going to try to date a player?
Yeah. Now they got money?
I got money.
Not like them.
WNBA.
WNBA.
I got more money than him.
I don't think so.
They don't make that much money.
NBA players make more than the coach. WNBA players make more than the coach.
So what the coach make?
Like a million.
The players don't even make a million. Not everybody.
That'll be a problem. Like the WNBA, hundreds of thousands, and the NBA players, hundreds of millions. Like, no, that's too big of a disruption.
I'm trying to tell you, it's a lot of players that don't.
That's huge.
It's players that make 30,000. But that was when I checked. That was like a couple of years ago when I seen that. Some players was making like 50,000. I think some players are making like 50,000, 60,000. Nobody, it's only a couple players that make a million.
No, I mean, number one pick.
Number one pick, probably. Yeah, what's going on with the W? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah. Is she playing? Yeah, I heard something.
I can't say I've been following it like that, but you know.
I heard something about it.
Oh, Brittany Griner. That's an interesting story.
That is. Domestic. Yeah, domestic.
Who get charged in that?
He got charged.
For being the boy of her situation?
I think, no, she just got charged with being the aggressor. She got charged with being the aggressor.
But it's not a looking point, it's the same. As if it's a dude fighting a girl.
I don't think you put that into it. I don't think you say you the boy and she the woman.
Like
I think who's the aggressor?
You don't do it when it's people. Nah, see, that's Roger Goodell.
All right, well, usually the man is the aggressor in a domestic dispute.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but usually it is. You don't put Brittany Griner in that situation and call it a man. You
yeah,
just put in the...
A man, but
she's the aggressor.
She could be almost ridiculed like Ray Ray.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She's not.
She's not, no.
Why, because it's two females? Yes.
Yes.
That's not cool.
Yeah, you're probably right. Nah, the whole situation. Yeah, but the whole situation should be brought up, like, but they don't know, like, I get what you're saying. They don't know how to talk about that. Yeah. And they don't know how to talk about that. You're right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they don't know how to bring that up. Yeah. You're right.
So it's like rules that you can't really make. It's almost like you've got to make rules on the fly. You can't have them. And go back with the right. You can't have a standard. And then say, because what happens? He pushed his girl. He got locked up for domestic violence. And then this girl was slamming and throwing her girl out the car. He got
they get the same charge.
They get the same charge for the domestic violence.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't.
You're right.
It's almost got to happen where it's like going off the police.
Severity of it?
Like how the police describe it. The way they look at it, how serious it is, so you don't want to get the police involved in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, now they policing the league.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's all such stuff.
It is. Very touchy. But I'm going to go with this. Brittany Griner is the aggressor, so she gets charged. That's how I see it. Hey, we are going to sign off a little early today. It's Memorial Day. I thank you guys for tuning in. I'm about to dig into these burgers. You know, Rick's been over here sweating over the grill. Probably put some sweat on.
No, don't say that.
I don't know. But, yeah, we're about to sign out. Hope you guys enjoy your day. Happy Memorial Day. Rest in peace to the deceased. Rest in peace to Dion. Rest in peace to Marky. Rest in peace to Buck. Rest in peace to Silk. Rest in peace to anybody. Everybody.
Everybody and anybody who lost somebody.
Anybody and everybody who lost somebody. Happy Memorial Day. We out of here, Sports Reality Radio. Peace.
Hey!
Let me get some of that juice.
Yeah.